Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know, presented by Patrick A. Heller of award-winning Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. 5 days ago, Fed Chair Jerome Powell delivered a policy speech at the Federal Reserve Bank of Kansas City Economic Policy Symposium in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. Normally, this speech would be a perfect example of a bureaucrat speaking out of both sides of his or her mouth at the same time, with each side contradicting the other. Powell's speech was only 10 minutes long. The regular media erroneously reported that Powell made a strong statement that the Fed will take strong measures to combat rising consumer prices, focusing only on pushing up interest rates. Instead of directly self-contradicting such a policy, he left unsaid the real steps that would be needed to combat rising consumer prices. Of course, Powell's speech included significant disinformation and contradictions. Let me translate some of his statements into truthful, plain English. Powell said, quote, "The Federal Open Market Committee's overarching focus right now is to bring inflation back down to our 2% goal. Price stability is the responsibility of the Federal Reserve and serves as the bedrock of our economy," unquote. What he really said is that the FOMC's focus is to destabilize the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar by 2% annually, and that stable prices are not the Fed's goal. Powell then said, quote, "Without price stability, our economy does not work for anyone," unquote. This is actually a true statement, but it contradicts what Powell just said in the previous two sentences. Then Powell said, quote, "In particular, without price stability, we will not achieve a sustained period of strong labor market conditions that benefit all," unquote. This is another true statement. However, since the Fed's policy is to never have price stability, this is an admission that a sustained period of strong labor market conditions is not a Fed goal. Continuing, Powell said, quote, "The burdens of high inflation fall heaviest on those who are least able to bear them," unquote. True again. However, the U.S. government and Federal Reserve policies are meant to benefit the government at the expense of the financial well-being of the people. That's it for now. Come back Friday for even more deceptions and omissions from Powell's speech here on Things You Know That Just Aren't So and Important News You Need to Know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.